We continue our learning. We're in Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that even kaflotos, which are a species of kreshim, of leek, nonetheless, when you say kreshim, you're allowed to have kaflotos. Why? Because they have a different name. Our Mishnah is coming to discuss other foods that even though they may have their own name, nonetheless, they may be included within the species, as we will see. Min hakruv, a person took a neder from cabbage, Usur ispargos. You're not permitted to have ispargos, even though it's a different name. Nonetheless, ispargos is a type of cabbage, and therefore it's included in kruv. Minha ispargos, though, mutar b'kruv. But if you took a neder from ispargos, you're allowed to have kruv, because kruv is the general name, and ispargos is a specific name. Some say it's water, where you have cabbage, and you soaked it in water, according to some, but it's a specific type of cabbage, maybe, according to others, and because of that, it's not included. Yes, ispargus is included in kruv, but kruv is not included in ispargus. Minha grisim, a person who took a neder from grisim, which are beans, legumes that are cut in half. Asur mina mikpa, he's not allowed to have a tavshil, a cooked food of grisim. Rabbi Yossi Matir. But Rabbi Yossi says, okay, why? Because the tavshil is called a mikpah shel grisim. It's called a porridge, let's say, of these grits, but not grisim themselves. And since he made an edit from grisim, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's allowed to have the mikpah of grisim. According to Tanakama, no. You took an edit from grisim, you're not allowed to have the mikpah, which is this porridge, which is this cooked food of the grisim. Min ha mikpah. But everyone agrees if you take an edit from mikpah, I'm not going to have this porridge of grits, of these beans, of these legumes. Mutu be grisim. You're allowed to have the legume itself, because you took an edit from a tavshil, from grisim that are cooked, not from the grisim themselves. Min ha mikpah asur b'shum. Person takes a neder, he's not going to have mikpah, which is, once again, this is his porridge, these lentils which have been cooked. He's not allowed to have garlic. Why? Because they would typically put garlic in this mikpah, in this cooked porridge. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi permits. Why does he allow you to have shum? Because when I say neder for mikpah, I don't mention anything about garlic. So garlic should not be included. Min hashum mutar b'mikpah. But everyone agrees if you took a neder, I'm not having garlic. Of course, you're allowed to have mikpah. You're allowed to have this porridge, this of grits, of lentils, because that's obviously not included in garlic. Min ha'adashim, took a neder from lentils. Asur ba'ashishim, he's not allowed to have the waste of the lentils. Some, that's what the way the Rush understands it. Some say it's ashishim is bread that has flour of lentils mixed together. So adashim includes ashishim. Rabbi Yossi Matir, he says no. Adashim is lentils. Ashishim is either this bread that has mixed flour of lentils or the waste of lentils. Ashishim is not included in lentils, according to him. But minha ashishim, everyone agrees if you take an edit from ashishim, mutar b'adashim, then you're allowed to have lentils themselves. Ashishim is clearly not lentils. Chita chitim she'eni toeim. He used a double language. Chita chitim, grain, single grain, and multiple when it comes to wheat. Asur bahen ben kemach ben pas. He's not allowed to have wheat, and whether it is flour or bread. The Brisa explains that chita implies bread, pas afuyo mechitim, bread that has been baked from wheat. That's chita. Chitim has the connotation of chewing raw grain, which is adama. And therefore, someone who says chita chitim, he includes everything, every form, whether it be flour or raw or pas or bread. Same thing, gris grisim sheni torm, not having these legumes. So double language. Asur bahen ben chayin ben mivushalim. He's not allowed to have the grisim, these legumes, whether they are raw or they are cooked, from the same idea as chito chitim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, konam gris o chito she'eni toem. Person uses the language. konam grish eini toim, or konam chitosh eini toim. He said chita, he said gris. It didn't say grisim or chitim. Mutter la kos chayim. Then he's allowed to have these, the wheat or the legumes, he's allowed to chew on them raw. That's a language we use. Kasas means to chew on them raw. Because that's not included in gris or in chita, because when we speak about raw, that's only grisim or chitim. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing as Tanakhama. In fact, indeed, it's true. Rabbi Yehuda does not argue. He's just coming to tell me that the lashon yachid of gris or grisa, the kavana only refers to the tavshil of grisim and the pas and the bread of chita. And therefore, if you use a single language, gris or chita, it will not include eating them raw. Okay, now we move on to the seventh perek and Mishnah Aleph. Hanoder min hayarak, a person prohibits upon himself vegetable. Mutar badluim, is allowed to have gourds because they're not included in gourds. Rabbi Yehuda is not included in vegetables. So gourds okay when you took a neder from yarak. Rabbi Akiva Oser, he prohibits when you took a neder from yarak, he prohibits having gourds. And the Gemara explains that we need to add something to the Mishnah. This is the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, that the neder that we're discussing here, konam, I'm not having any greens, any yarak, he says, konam alai yarak hamizbashel b'kedera. He's speaking about specifically vegetables that are cooked in a pot, which indicates that he wants to prohibit even vegetables which are not edible raw and have to be cooked in a pot. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds, included in his neder are even yarakos that are not eaten raw, right? Gourds, which have to be cooked. And therefore, when you say yarak, and we're referring to yarak hamisbash l'ktera, Rabbi Akiva believes that that includes duluim as well. Omelo, the Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, we disagreed with him, who hold that no, gourds are not included in yarak, said to him like this, Vahalo, Omer Adam Lishlucho, doesn't a person tell his shaliach? Now, what's this idea of a shaliach? So this is important to understand. A person, let's say, tells a shaliach, Kenei li yarak, buy for me a vegetable. And the shaliach goes and finds something that's included in species of vegetables. Let's say a romaine lettuce or the like. So what will he do? He'll come back to the mishaleach with the person who sent him without even checking. Buy me vegetables. So he finds lettuce. If that's all they had in the fruit store, fruit and vegetable store, he'll come back with lettuce and he'll be very comfortable with that. He's pretty sure that as long as the mishaleach said, I want something, I need a vegetable, that would be included. And the opposite is also true. Let's say the only thing he found was grain. He only found beans. And he was sent to buy a yarak. So he won't even come and check and say, oh, is this what you wanted? He obviously won't bring it. It won't even be a question. He's very clear that what he found in the vegetable store, they didn't have any yarak beans. That's all they had. That's clearly not yarak. But let's say the shaliach found something that he has a suffix, is a doubt. Is this the yarak or not? He found a gourd. Aha. So here, we would say, well, this is a yarak, but some people put it in the status of a pri, and it's certainly not eaten raw like other vegetables, but rather it's only cooked. So here, what does the shaliach do? He doesn't take the dalas, the gourd, with him. What he does is he goes back to the shaleach and checks with him. So that's why our Mishnah has this discussion. And now we understand the comment of the Chachamim to Rabbi Akiva. Vahalo omer adam lishlucho. Doesn't a person tell his shaleach, kachli yarak, vuhu omer? And what does he tell him? Lo matzasi el deluim. I'm coming back to check to see if this is what you had in mind, because duluin generally are not yarak balashon b'nei adam. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Akiva says to the Chachamim, Ken Adavar. Indeed, you're right. It is the derech of a shaliach who is sent to buy yarak to come and check with mishaleach should he buy gourds. And in fact, that's a raya. That's not a disproof of my opinion. If you wanted to disprove my opinion, you would say that the guy would ignore the gourds, realizing that they're not included in a yarak. But the fact that you, Chachamim, are telling me, doesn't he check with the mishaleach to see if the last, when he said yarak, did that include gourds? Should I buy that or not? That actually is a proof that it may be included in yarak. Oshemahu, so this is what he says. Abalahem kein adava. Oshemahu omer hu lo matasi elikitnis. What happened? Let's say he comes the shaliach and he's sent to buy a yarak. And he only finds what? And he only finds beans. So does he come and say anything about, did you mean, should I buy beans? Ella, no, he doesn't. Ella Shahad Deluin explains Rabbi Akiva Bechlal Yarak, Ve'ein Kintnis Bechlal Yarak. That's exactly the point. It's not the Derech Vashtriyelacha to come back and check when it comes to something that's included within that min or clearly not included in that min. And the fact that he's coming back to check on the Deluin, that shows that Deluin may be Bechlal Yarak. The Chacham obviously disagree and hold. No, if the Shaliach has to come back and check, obviously it's not included within that species, and therefore gourds are not included in Yarak. And then the Mishnah continues, Va'asur bepol ha-mitzri lach umutur ba-yavesh. He's forbidden to have fresh Egyptian beans, but he's allowed to have dry beans. What does it mean? So a person took a neder from Yarak, so he's not allowed to have pol hamitzri, Egyptian beans, when they're moist, because Egyptian beans, when they're moist, have the status of yarak. We just said that kitnis, we assume, is not included, and a shaliach wouldn't even come and bother and check. If the mishaliach said, buy me yarak, and there were only beans, he wouldn't come and check. Ah, but if they're Egyptian beans and they're moist, then they are included in yarak. But umutavai yavesh, but if they're dry, so that they would pile them up and like as if they were grain, and therefore they're clearly not included in vegetables.